back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Dave DeClark from Vincent Hall Retirement Community in McLean, Virginia, joins me. Vincent Hall Retirement Community is on Kirby Road in McLean. Dave has been on the show probably about 3 or 4 times over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we're so happy to have you back, Dave. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Dave, you are really just a dynamic and winning personality within the retirement community environment. Dave throws a great party. He has a great rapport with all the folks who live at Vincent Hall, and he's developed an incredible new retirement community apartment living concept there that they launched just 2.5 years ago. And I had the privilege of speaking there. I guess it was maybe 3 years ago even,
right,
this spring. And I'll be speaking again on the 21st. So just a short while from now, on the 21st at 2 o'clock, you're going to have me in to talk about how to sell a house for top dollar. Thanks for bringing me back in.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy to be there. Dave, tell us about Vincent Hall, just a brief history of the community and where are we going with the community over the next 2 to 3 to 4 years.
Well, Vincent Hall was really founded back in 1960s and came to fruition at the building back in 1969. And it was originally just home for sea service widows.
Mm-hmm.
It has expanded, of course. We have couples, we have singles, we have everything, and every single level of care. We're actually the only continuing care retirement community in McLean that offers all of those continuing care levels, mm-hmm, so as one transitions to another one. But what we're really talking about, especially through these seminars, is looking at a lifestyle change. Going from an independent living, you own a home, you own a condo, you own a townhouse, and you're making that transition to where you really need to be in a community with like-minded people, with a demographic that suits the social circles that you have been in, but not only that, but also have the amenities that you sometimes isolate yourself from when you live independently. A social network, activities, trips, ongoing education. And this one seminar that we're doing is we're reaching out into the community to help them understand all of those different nuances to selling a home, which is what your expertise is. You know, we handle when they want to come to us, and we deal with that and how that our lifestyle fits with theirs. But yet sometimes it takes that little bit of a hurdle for them to be able to understand, and the anxiety and the resistance to make that transition. And so that's where working with a team of real estate people, working with a team of community people to help that transition through. And these type of seminars really help them understand that. So it's really targeted to the community.
I agree. In fact, we're going to provide information succinctly to the people who come out to this event on the 21st at the Vincent Hall Retirement Community, 2 o'clock. Not only will they hear about how to prepare their home to sell for top dollar, even how to go through what I call right-sizing, which is more of a common term, versus downsizing, which sounds like it's down, whereas right is just finding the right size for where you are in life right now. But we will provide a free market evaluation at the event for anybody who attends. So if you come to the event, you want to hear the lecture, we'll actually in advance provide you with a market evaluation of your property where the probable value is right now without us even seeing your property. So you can have information immediately and be able to have a conversation with your spouse or with Dave or anybody there at Vincent Hall and even think through, hey, maybe this is a time to consider this because, hey, my house is worth more than I thought it was. So we're going to give out a phone number now. So if you'd like to RSVP for the event, we encourage you to call. And that number is 703-506-2133. That's 703-506-2133. Seating is limited for this event, and so you do need to RSVP in advance for it. Dave, tell us a little bit more about at the event what folks might expect to also hear from you.
Well, when you arrive at the community, of course, we're going to have guest parking, and you'll come up to the seminar, and we're going to tell you just very briefly about the community and making those decisions, because it is overwhelming sometimes to get to that point. So this is really an open forum to ask questions, to talk to experts, and to have that strength of knowledge that so many people need to make that decision. Of course, if individuals come by themselves, they're welcome to bring their adult children, mm-hmm, because those are sometimes those decision makers as well. So anybody that would really be involved in making those decisions and helping you through that transition is important.
I appreciate you mentioning adult children, because that if you're living here and mom and dad are somewhere else in the country and you think, hey, I really would like them to live near me, Vincent Aull presents a fabulous, fabulous community with not just an excellent social environment with tremendous movies and theater going parties and educational opportunities and all the things you would hope for in a community. But the food, I just want to highlight the food for a moment. Tell us a little bit about the food.
Well, we're very unique. We're a community that is restaurant style. Mm-hmm. So residents that live there don't have like a set number of meals and a set time that they come. Every one of our dining venues offers selections at different times to really make it a living experience. Many of our residents still cook for themselves. And so we want them to be able to come and encourage their family members to come and participate. Oftentimes you see very set times and, you know, it's almost like cafeteria style. And we've really fought against that concept. So people have options. And of course, mention our location. Those adult children are what we're seeing the most asking, you know, my mom lives in Minnesota and I really need to bring her here, or I need to move them up from Florida and I need to have them local. So location is the most important aspect sometimes when you look at if you're going to make that change. And that's what we hear frequently. Plus, they don't want mom or dad to have to worry about mowing the lawn, fixing the roof, replacing the appliances when they fall.
Right.
There's nobody to call. And that's one of those deciding factors for it. So just getting over that hurdle of selling the home is most important.
Dave, you and Vincent Aull worked with one of my clients last year who, when I met with her in November of 2015, she had just broken a hip. And this is, she's a faithful listener to the show every Sunday morning, and she would call me and say, hey, can I get a copy of your right-sizing guide, your market-ready guide? But I'm not ready yet. And she'd call again 9 months later when I had a new iteration of the same thing. Can you send me another copy? But I'm not ready yet. Well, sure enough, in November 15, I got a phone call from this wonderful woman, and a military widow, and she was at Vincent Aull, and she was in rehab there because she had fallen and broken her hip. And she's like, I got to get rid of the house. And she'd gone through 7 years of not being ready and then was forced in a position of being ready to have to make the move. And after four dumpsters full of items, okay, and selling the property for a fantastic price, considering it was completely as is, and had an old abandoned pool in the backyard, and so on, in Arlington, Virginia, we see this. We see where, especially where you've got an adult child who's here, and mom's in Minnesota, and maybe she's got family and other people nearby, but she's still maybe by herself. And here is somebody who's local facing the same issue, putting the white flag up in your life and saying, okay, you know, it's probably time. You know, she was doing that for 7 years. She was trying to, but she'd pull it back down. It's good to pull the flag up and look at the opportunity. And Vincent Aull is going to provide a wonderful opportunity for you to consider this, maybe for your relative out of state, maybe for you right here where you're nearby in McLean. Like you said, I think you in continuing care retirement communities, Vincent Aull is it in McLean. Is that?
Well, we have a lot of different options. There's many organizations. We're very, very rich in this geographic area to have those options. We just offer this all on the same campus.
Right.
We offer this transition so that people can age gracefully in place. And what you had said is very important too, because sometimes it's very thoughtful moving and transitioning into senior living. And sometimes it's event driven. This is how we refer to that. It's I've fallen and broke my hip. I need rehab. I can't go back home. I live in a 3-story townhouse. I can't maneuver the stairs. What am I going to do? And very frequently when we hear with this individual resident who I've come to know, very sweet, is they'll look at me quite frankly and say, I wish I had done this sooner. I wish somebody had just pushed me to do it sooner, because their life gets much more, they thrive. Their life is much more enriched because they don't have the burden of those things. And now they can focus in on that. And even after therapy and even after rehab, they still have fitness and they have an instructor saying, okay, you need to do strengthening. Right. So it's a continuation of something, but you know, we don't want it to get to the event. driven right. stuff. We want them to make those choices, but we realize reality says, you know, they're going to hold on to that house until the very, very last minute. And of course, we're coming up on spring, and this is the optimum time to put the house up on the market. This is the time that everybody wants to do. So we want to make sure that we are offering those programmings and the resources they need to make those decisions.
Excellent. Excellent. Come on out. It'll be on the 21st of February, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the campus at Vinson Hall Retirement Community. Their phone number, again, is 703-506-2133. I'll give that number one more time. Be sure to call if you'd like to come, because space is limited. And I'll be bringing free copies of my right-sizing guide and the market-ready guide for everyone who attends. And we'll have a raffle for some apple butter and some other prizes. That's 703-506-2133. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know you won't want to miss it. Dave DeClark joins me from Vinson Hall, as always. And by the way, on the web, someone wants to go to your website, what's the best?
VinsonHall.org, as simple as it can be. VinsonHall.org.
And that's VinsonHall.org.
Good. Absolutely. Pleasure, Eric, and we'll see you all there.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Lots more just ahead. Don't go away.